Hey, welcome to a Stonewall's Perspective podcast. In this podcast, Alex gives his perspective on what is going on in the world. It is his mission to bring the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome back to the Alex Stone Show. I am your host, Alex Stone. I am on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. And yes, I did say every, including the things that most Christians do not like to discuss, such as politics. Today is January 5th, and the leadership principle for today is do everything based on facts. You cannot build based on misinformation. Do not surround yourself with yes people who only tell you what you want to hear. Don't live in a make-believe world. Guys, the reality is that we live in a make-believe world with so much misinformation everywhere, whether it be on the left or the right, there's misinformation everywhere. And my challenge for every single one of you is whenever you hear news, whenever you hear something come out, go and find out for yourself whether it is true or not. With that being said, we have another very special guest today. This is someone who I believe will replace Kevin McCarthy. Many people have been asking who's going to replace him or who's going to be in his seat for 2024 and going forward. And I believe I've found that man. He is a Republican running to replace Kevin McCarthy in California's 20th district. He is a dad, a husband, a teacher, and a small business owner. He is endorsed by Roger Stone and General Michael Flynn. Please welcome David Giglio. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Alex. This is it's exciting. And yeah, I really liked the way you entered into this thing, you know, with a make-believe world and a lot of make-believe people that say and do things. I mean, I think Kevin McCarthy was one of those people, you know. He says a lot of pretends to be Trump, but then behind the scenes, you know, he works to sabotage President Trump. And that's the importance of this race is Kevin, you know, this is a deep red seat. I'm right in the heart of MAGA country in the Central Valley. This would be a red seat in a red state. And we need real allies of President Trump getting elected because he has a lot of big plans in store for when he wins next year. And in order for him to fully implement those plans, he needs actual allies. A lot of people like to pretend that they're Trump loyalists, that they're going to do what Trump wants to do. But when push comes to shove, they're not going to do that. They're going to stand in his way. We cannot have that. This is 2024 is the final battle. It's a pivotal time. If we allow them to succeed and sneak more of these fake make-believe America firsters in, we're going to lose more than elections. We're going to lose our country.
You're exactly right. And when I found out that you were running, I was concerned because of Kevin McCarthy and the deep ties that he has with the California GOP. I've heard a lot about how deep it goes in the California GOP from my good buddy, Dr. Cordy Williams, who ran for United States Senate in California a little bit ago. You put out a press release on December 6th talking about Kevin McCarthy's exit from Congress. And I just want to read a little bit of this to my audience. While Kevin McCarthy might be planning to leave Congress in body, he is still looking to wield power and influence behind the scenes through a handpicked successor. Despite decades in Washington, Kevin McCarthy has accomplished nothing for the people of the Central Valley and the nation. During McCarthy's tenure in Congress and reign as Speaker, an epidemic of crime swept our nation. Our borders continued to be overrun. Our farms were crippled due to water shortages and burdensome regulations, and a presidential election was stolen from the American people. Despite all these failures, Kevin still intends to inject his handpicked establishment-controlled successor into the race so he can continue to exert his influence in the House and maintain the status quo. Guys, the reality is that we do not need the status quo anymore because what has happened is the status quo has gotten us to where we are today with so much evil and so much wickedness that abounds from the very top corner of Washington State to the very bottom edge of Florida. That is where the status quo has gotten us. And it's time that we need new leadership. We need new people to go into Congress. and a fight for freedom values, for the constitutional values that we have in the United States Constitution. And I believe that David is that man. I believe that he will go in there and he will fight for truth. He will fight for liberty. He will fight for freedom. So, David, my question to you is, who is this handpicked successor for Kevin McCarthy?
Well, you know, Kevin is leaving. Well, he's left now, thank goodness. He has left Congress in body, but he's still there in spirit. So he's got this race is very interesting. You know, Kevin runs things, like you said, the California GOP is a mafia family, and it all ties back to Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy controls the flow of money. Basically, no Republican is allowed to get elected in California without Kevin McCarthy's blessing, because the donors, they don't take a breath without his permission. So that's one of their strategies. And unfortunately, one of the things they look for to stop candidates is, are you an ardent President Trump, America First, MAGA supporter? You know, Kevin, despite his public persona and his public facade, is actually not a Trump supporter. And he works day and night. His staff, they despise President Trump. The California Republican Party chairwoman, Jessica Patterson, can't stand President Trump. And so they work day and night to stop President Trump's candidates from getting elected. So basically any elected Republican in California is you have to take with a grain of salt. And so in this race, they're actually trying to break election law right now to get their candidate on the ballot. Wow. Vince Fong missed the filing deadline. He's been endorsed by Kevin McCarthy. He missed the filing deadline. Well, he filed to run for assembly, said the Lord spoke to him and his place was back in the state assembly. Then all of it. So he filed to run for the state assembly, qualified for that ballot, then had a change of heart, even though the law prevents him from withdrawing from the state assembly and bars him from running for two offices at the same time. He doesn't seem to care. He's fighting to get on the ballot. A judge in Sacramento, who apparently can't read black and white letter of the law, said he's allowed to be on the ballot. The state secretary of state is now appealing that. But it's a disgrace, because we spent 3 years now chastising Democrats in swing states during the 2020 election for breaking election laws to steal a presidential election from President Trump. And now you have the Republican Party, Kevin McCarthy, endorsing a guy, you know, Kevin Kiley's endorsing him, other people are endorsing him, endorsing a guy who's breaking election laws. How can anyone take us seriously when we talk about election integrity if the leaders of our party are willing to do it when it benefits them? And they also have a backup plan if Mr. Fong is thrown off the ballot. They threw other people on the ballot. Sheriff Burdell from Tulare County. He's a guy who believes in a pathway to citizenship and amnesty. He will get all the money and support if the appeals process does the right thing. The appeals court should do the right thing and throw Fong off the ballot. But if they don't, they got the backup plan all ready to go. Well, there's a lot of money and effort being stacked against me, but I'm used to that. Last time around, when I ran, Kevin spent over $1 million to get me taken out in a primary for one of the worst freshman Republican congressman we've ever had. So, wow. You know, this is a really important fight. And we got two people in this race we really got to keep an eye on. But, you know, the corruption runs really deep. And I honestly, you know, I criticize Republican Party and I talk about this stuff because people need to know, because we're counting on the GOP to save us, right? These are the people who we elect and we're counting them to save us. If they're not willing to do it and all they're there for is to enrich themselves and preserve the status quo, like I said, we're not going to lose elections. We're going to lose our country. This has to be more than about a political scoreboard and D versus R. We have to focus on saving this country and making sure when President Trump wins next year, he can implement his reform. Because if he's not allowed to do these things, he's never going to be able to dismantle the deep state. He's never going to be able to carry out the largest deportation in American history. He's never going to be able to go toe to toe with China. He's never going to be able to close our trade deficits if he has more weak status quo Republicans in Congress, especially from red seats. Deep red seats should be the firewall to stopping weak Republicans. But if we keep letting some of our worst Republicans are from deep red seats. I mean, our whole South Carolina delegation, a lot of them are rhinos, and that's a deep red state, especially in the Senate side of things in South Carolina. So, you know, we got a big battle here, and we're fighting hard.
David, I'm glad that you're fighting hard. I just want to read the first page of your website, davidagiglio.com. That is DavidAgiglio.com. Donald Trump's historic victory in 2016 put the ruling class on notice. The American people were tired of permanent Washington putting their needs on the back burner. This is what America First is all about. David believes that the job of every member of Congress is to put the needs and wants of their constituents before the special interests, Wall Street, and global elites. Instead of spending billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars on foreign aid, empire building, and feeding the military-industrial complex, David believes that Congress should spend wisely on programs and projects that directly impact the daily lives of ordinary Americans, such as infrastructure, border security, healthcare, and veterans assistance. David also supports doubling the current child tax credit and creating an additional $3,500 tax credit for married couples with children who file jointly. So already we know that you're an America First candidate. You're supporting President Trump through and through. Can you talk a little bit more about the issues that you want to fight when you get into Congress?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, I want to push this America First agenda because I think it's the big tent that the Republican Party always talks about, but it's staring them and slapping them in the face. There's a reason that non-Republicans, people that don't traditionally vote Republican, flock to President Trump. I mean, we see it in the polling. President Trump is outrunning generic Republicans across the country right now. And even in 2016, people that never in their life would have ever thought about voting for a Republican candidate came out and voted for him. And so the policies I want to pursue, obviously, weaponization of government is a big thing for me. You know, your uncle's Roger Stone. He knows firsthand about the dangers of the weaponization of government. This is something a lot of Republicans, you know, they talk a lot. They want to fundraise off of it. But this is a serious threat. This is an anti-American thing going on to go after and target your political opponents to the extent that the Democrats and the left are doing. It has to be dealt with and it has to stop. And even those on the left and in the middle need to understand you're always one differing opinion away from the mob turning on you. And obviously, we need to confront China head on. We have to stop pretending that China is an ally. Okay, China wants global domination. They're willing to do whatever they can to get it. We have to close the trade deficits with them. We cannot let them devalue their currency. We have to confront the threat that's in front of us. Stop the invasion at the border. The majority of people coming through the border right now are Chinese nationalists. We have no information about them. You know, that's a national security risk. That's a potential Trojan horse disaster waiting for us. Okay, we cannot afford amnesty, right? Okay, I got an opponent, a sheriff in this race, who says he wants to basically let everybody come in this country. If you want to come across the border, you fill out a piece of paper, we let you go in, we'll give you 5 years. If you don't commit any crimes, then you become a citizen. That's a terrible policy. That is permanent, ongoing amnesty for everybody. That's not going to stem the tide of the invasion at the border. It's going to entice more people to come across the border. And also, there's no such thing as an illegal immigrant who doesn't commit a crime, because on day one, they committed a crime by coming across the border. So, you know, this is the stuff that we have to fight for in Washington. We have to get serious. But I also believe, like I said, spending money wisely, not lavishly. We spend far too much money on foreign aid, fighting forever wars, funding all these organizations, NATO, UN, and anyways, we're just blowing billions and billions of dollars overseas empire building. That's not what our country was designed to do. The framers, the founders did not believe in that. Bring some of that money home, pay off the national debt with some of that money, and also spend it on programs that benefit the American family, keep families together, make life better for the American people. Things like infrastructure, things like healthcare, things like senior care, things like veteran care. All right. That's what we have to do. And that's what I believe in. And I'm going to fight tooth and nail for it.
I'm very glad that you're going to fight tooth and nail for it. We need more people in Congress like you. I want to talk about some of your endorsements real quick. Obviously, I mentioned two of them at the beginning of the show, General Flynn, who I'm a good friend of, and my uncle Roger Stone, but also another friend of mine, Rob Manis, Ted Howes, Pastor Daryl Scott, John Pierce, and Republicans for National Renewal. They have all endorsed you. And while you were talking, I actually filled out the sheet on the website to endorse you as well. So I officially endorse you for Congress as well. David, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come on my show. Where can people find your race and how can people support you?
Yeah, listen, we need every dollar counts. I mean, Kevin and his allies and the people here, they control the money. They have it. We're never going to outraise them. We don't have to match them dollar for dollar, but we just have to make sure our message is out there and we'll win. Please visit my website, davidagiglio.com. You know, anything you can give helps. Spread the word on socials at davidgiglioca. That's on all the platforms, Truth, Getter, Twitter, and Facebook. You know, spread the word there. And if you know people in this area in California, make sure they know who I am. Tell them to look, check me out. If they like me, Let's do this. Spread the word. Let's get out there. This is going to be a grassroots effort, but it's an important race. And if you happen to talk to President Trump, anyone out there, tell him to take a look, because we get his support. This race is over. We'll win. And he'll have a real ally there, not more fake friends. We cannot afford more make-believe phony Republicans that pretend to like President Trump, but sabotage him behind the scenes. Thank you for having me. I'm really appreciative, and it's been great.
Sure, certainly. Thank you so much for taking time. Quick question for you. Do you expect a President Trump endorsement at all very soon?
Listen, I can't predict anything. All I can say is I'm going to make the pitch, and I'm going to tell the president I would love it if you would endorse me. I think I'm your guy. I'm going to stand beside you. You will never have to question me. I'm going to ensure that every portion of your Agenda 47 gets passed. So if you're listening, and if he sees this, or if you know anyone, you know, if I'm your man, President Trump, support me. Don't know if it's coming, but heck, let's do it. And let's win this together. And we'll make America great again.
Awesome. David, thank you so much for coming on my show. Thank you all for listening. Guys, if you go to mypillow.com and use promo code Stonewall, you can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. It's some of the greatest deals you could ever have. I have my Mike Lindell bobblehead right behind me. He's become a great friend of mine. He's a great friend to this country. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Stonewall. You can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. David, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you all for listening. God bless you all, and goodbye.
Thanks for having me.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed. You can also check us out at Stonewall's Perspective on Facebook and Instagram to keep up with the latest news. Stay anchored.